some people think that if you're eating healthy, it's going to be boring. Now, I hope we've shown through the last few weeks that there are lots of fun and delicious recipes that are also super healthy. Not to mention, I've seen a whole lot of unhealthy recipes that are boring too. You know what I mean? But I know the challenge is often in getting stuck in a rut. I've said to you before that I could easily eat the same thing over and over if I was just cooking for myself. And on weeknights, I don't usually have time to make something super fun. It's usually a bowl of whole grains and vegetables with a sauce. Delicious, and I love it. But when I'm serving someone else, I do feel a bit boring after a while. And I don't want you to get bored with healthy food or with vegan meals. So let's mix it up a bit every so often. Having a fun food night is a great way to cap off the week, have a good conversation around the table, maybe have some friends over. And if you plan ahead for just one day of the week, it should be manageable, though it doesn't have to be every week if you're really busy. And then the rest of the time you can do simple stuff, but it's like you have this fun night to look forward to. So here are some of my ideas for fun food nights. Burger and fries. We've already done that. You can make all kinds of different burgers, sweet potato fries, regular French fries, whatever works for you. Pizza, and we've done that as well. You can use a whole grain pita as your base, or you can make your own dough. And then maybe each person chooses their own toppings. I know kids love that, but you can get it all prepared and then everyone comes over and does their own. My favorite is pineapple on pizza. Yum. Pasta night is another way to have a fun food night. You know, pretty simple. But maybe we don't always have pasta through the week. So you could do that, or maybe use a special sauce or some kind of topping that everybody likes, like maybe some meatballs in there. Vegan meatballs, of course. Noodle bowls, I love. Like soba noodles or rice noodles or some kind of Asian noodle bowl. So yummy. Coconut milk and curry paste, or coconut milk and miso, or, you know, some kind of other really nice, rich sauce that tastes delicious. Sushi night, my personal favorite. Love sushi. Some steamed edamame beans on the side, some pickled ginger. You can make your own. Or you can have a curry night with some samosas. Appetizer night, where you make a whole bunch of different appetizers. This one is kind of involved, but you can pick some simple ones, like glazed carrots are an easy one. Hummus and veggies. You can make some veggie meatballs and just have them, you know, like with toothpicks. You can do various types of fries. Like you can do potato, sweet potato, carrot, parsnip, rutabaga. You know, think of any root vegetable you want, make it into a fry. We could make some spring rolls. There are vegan wonton wrappers that I've seen in the grocery store regularly. Or you could do the Vietnamese fresh rolls with the rice paper wraps. Love those. Or just pick up some whole grain chips or crackers and then serve everything with dip. As many different dips as you can think of. Serve everything with dips. We could make some loaded baked potatoes. So just take a jacket potato and, you know, maybe you have some leftover chili or some other kind of stew. Maybe you've got some guacamole, or, you know, even if you buy some vegan sour cream or something like that, if you like that, just top it off with whatever suits your fancy. Oh, there are some baked beans, like in a can, but from, who is it? Field Day, I think, organic, does these baked beans, and I forget exactly what is listed on the ingredients, but it's pretty much whole foods, pretty much what I would make myself, but it's all ready to go. You could put that on some baked potatoes. Stuffing things is always fun, makes it feel more interesting. Stuffed peppers, stuffed tomatoes, stuffed eggplant, stuffed squash, even stuffed avocado. If you have that and then a side of some rice, cool, fun meal, not that difficult to make. Vegan cheese fondue, It's another fun one. Or you could have a taco or fajita night. Again, you choose toppings. I just put them all out on the table and then everybody assembles them as you eat. So that is your recipe for today. A delicious taco base of either spicy sauteed mushrooms or marinated black beans. Or both. You could do both. And then a whole slew of ideas for toppings. We've got fresh salsa, hot onions and zucchini, simple guacamole, shredded carrots, which I do to look like cheese. And you can come up with whatever else you like. Just think of what your family enjoys. My suggestions are based on what we used to have for taco nights when I was little. My brother and I loved taco night. It was messy and it was awesome. So I hope you enjoy, and we'll talk tomorrow.